How will we ensure that the new constitution is upheld by all Zimbabweans, even those in government and the leader of Zimbabwe, and not broken with impunity by some?
Section 30 of our constitution provides impunity for the president. The removal of that impunity when the president leaves office is not real material, in the sense that it really scratches on the surface the impunity which is provided when that president is in office. So it is important, therefore, that a point is made in the new constitution whether we want this provision to remain or we want to say categorically that the president does not enjoy that impunity. But obviously, there is certain impunity which goes with this office. And I think we need to be fair that if that is impunity which goes with this office, and if that impunity particularly, or if the performance of whatever he does is made in good faith, then I think there is need to provide for some impunity, though limited. But when that impunity or when the exercise of that office is made in bad faith, I don't think there is any need for any impunity in this regard. And I think it is also important that when we look at this impunity and when we look at ways of curbing this impunity, we again go back to what we discussed earlier about the three arms of government. You know, how this should provide effective checks and balances so that not a single person or not a single arm holds sway over others. We have discussed, we notice how particularly in our constitution, how in our case, power has been concentrated in one person. And I think the new constitution needs to address this very critical issue so that there is no power which is concentrated in one person. And when also one looks at how these arms are able to counteract each other, one looks at the impeachment provisions in the current constitution. When you talk about impeachment, we are referring to a situation where a particular arm of government, in the particular case we're talking about, the legislature, feels that the president has gone over bounds and that he must be recalled in a way. So they then put in place a procedure where they actually introduce a motion where they express, if I may call it, non-confidence in the president. The procedure in the current constitution is cumbersome, and really it's very difficult to initiate it, and it's very difficult to put it in process and to get the final conclusion. So we must introduce in the new constitution a procedure which is less cumbersome. And again, I go back to the first issue I raised. We must introduce a human rights culture, a culture of constitutionalism, where it is not necessary to then impeach, because from the very top, from the president, to the prime minister, to the members of parliament, whoever, everybody accepts that he must conduct himself in accordance with the constitution.